Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
I got a $50 gift certificate right now to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge. State-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Rips us off a $50 gift certificate. 19th caller. John the Taves number.
How about that? Great.
John the Taves playing tonight, right?
Wow. That's right. Against his teammate, Patrick Kane. Right. A little exhibition.
Yeah. And for the World Hockey Miss.
That's right.
Oh. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Checking in at
number 5.
Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. He was asked, why would you do Dancing with the Stars?
I mean, I realized I reached like the lowest point of my entire life that I never thought I would go to, and I was in a really dark place, and I didn't know if I should come out. I just hide my entire life. But I reached to my family, my friends, and they kept me positive and saying, you know, you have to do this. Like, you have to get out there. You can't always hide the rest of your life and just embrace this opportunity. So
yeah,
that's why.
Right. Like, I want to embrace the fact that, like, I lied to them and they, like, want to arrest me and extradite me.
Just dance, bro. Just
dance. I know.
It's like, just dance.
So right. This is what we got to do.
Gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Babe alert.
Oh, yeah. Although.
Tons of babe alert.
I know. I think she's a beau, though. I don't think that's going to work. I heard that.
Terrible.
Come on.
He also talks about his response when he found out he had been suspended.
You know, I've been swimming my entire life, and I've never taken a break. And for someone telling me that I can't do something that I've been doing my entire life, I mean, it's heartbreaking. And it stinks.
Does he know he can still go to, like, swimming pools and the ocean?
No.
But he can't compete in Worlds. He's like, I mean, it's a serious ban. 10 months?
I thought he was quitting.
Can't take a bath.
Wasn't that the whole thing when he was like, when he came out of the pool and he was being interviewed and he goes, dude, that's my last swim right there, bro.
He said he wanted to travel.
Bro, dog.
Bro.
Dog, that's my last swim. Oh, now it's time to party. If he only knew when he said that. He did. It's exactly what he said. If he only had known that he was walking his way into an international incident.
Wow.
Duh.
Gas station, bro. We just wanted some jerky.
Yeah.
Maybe some beers.
No, he had the beers at the France house, man.
Not to feed this whole thing, but what? His latest tweet, yeah. And he also posted, I think, on Facebook, he quoted Albert Einstein.
The bagel guy.
No, not that Einstein. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving.
Sick.
You know what? That's like the smartest thing that Einstein guy ever said.
Einstein, bro.
I think he's my agent, isn't he?
I think so, bro.
And your bagel guy, I guess, right?
Yeah, no.
Different.
No, that's...
What kind of schmear do you like?
You know, it's a good question.
That's
baby,
a
girl.
deep question. That's a
bit, you know, I kind of like the chives.
Chives.
Yeah.
Bro.
Kind of dig chives. Schmear. I don't know why. That's the thing, like, you put on it, right? Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Don't talk. You know what? You know, baby girl, don't talk Jewish to me, man. It's like totally confusing me.
It's a hard language.
I know. It's a tough language. And I just don't, you know. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not, like, the smartest guy. So keep it in American, okay? So I don't have to, like, think. And finally, what does he tell Ellen DeGeneres about his future?
The past year, I was mentally tired of the sport of swimming because I've been doing it for so long. And now that the suspension and everything has happened, I can take that mental break. But I still have goals that I want to accomplish. So, you know, I'll definitely be back.
I know there's a basketball sitting right here. And we're all going to jump on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you think he's been on a mental break for quite a period of time? Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah, he just set himself up for that one.
I'm on a mental break. That's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna stay up. I'm gonna be Ryan Lochte. I'm gonna do that endorsement for that Babe Alert.
Babe Alert.
Babe Alert.
I won a gold mental just a couple of weeks ago, so I could take a break from the mentals for a while. Maybe that's what he thought she meant.
Right. Take a break. No, that's cool.
Bra.
Ellen was so nice in her interview.
She was
slow talking, and she was trying to keep pace.
Flashcards.
She's like, you could still swim, just not compete.
Tell us how you feel, Ryan.
Oh, that's so sweet. She's very
dude.
She is. She's a great interviewer.
I don't even know. Should I call you dude or like or girl? I don't know. But Ellen, wow. I just want to say that you inspired me in Finding Dory. Because it's like my favorite movie, right? And then the first one too about the Finding Nemo.
Nemo, bro. He could swim.
I know.
He could swim like you, bro.
I know. He could swim. Right.
Instead of Einstein, he should have quoted Dory, just keep swimming.
Aww.
Oh.
Well, that's right. That would have been a good one. You're right. If he had a better publicist, Violetta, that would have been the right thing to say.
I'll tweet it out for him.
Good idea.
Get on that.
Baby girl, that's so profound. I don't even know that word.
You can tattoo that, bro.
Hey, did you hear that? I used a big word.
That was a big word.
Instead, he's quoting Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
He was so dumb, he added letters.
Mm-hmm.
E equals MC. What?
I bet he'll do well, though, on Dancing with the Stars, because a lot of people are rooting for him.
The comeback.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, I'll be sure not to watch.
Oh, yes. We love tearing them down and then watching them come back up out of the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what we love. Do. Yeah. No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Not in this case. All right. Checking it out.
Number four.
Rudy Giuliani was raising questions about Hillary Clinton's health and mental acuity last night. But then he raised questions about his mental state when he kind of got confused between two major holidays.
All I do is see all these incidents of her coughing all the time. I don't know what it is. And I've seen her in several other situations where she didn't look healthy. And then I see in the FBI 302, which was put out on Memorial Day weekend in print about this big, where you needed to use a magnifying glass to read it, but I read it twice. I saw something that really concerned me. It said she can't remember her exit interview from the CIA because she had no memory for a period of time after she had a concussion.
Okay.
I didn't hear the holiday part.
I didn't either. I don't know.
What, wrong weekend, maybe?
I don't know. CIA, I don't know. I'm just going to go with that. All these surrogates, it's almost like you start to feel sorry for them because they have to do these mental gymnastics and they got to keep up with this. And Giuliani, you know, I mean, we're heading up on the September 11th anniversary here. Mm-hmm. Giuliani was an important American figure in a lot of ways and a respected American figure. I mean, he's always been a little wacky, right? But this, I mean,
he struck the right tone for that time.
Yeah,
I remember hearing him, and it was just felt right. Yeah.
And now it's like this, you know, Benny Hill theatrics that these guys are doing.
It's demeaning. It's demeaning.
Yeah,
Chris Christie, and they have to start everything. Well, what he meant to say was
right.
You know, right.
Yeah.
What I heard there was
You're twisting.
Yeah. And they all do it.
But then he got confused between the Donald and the Gipper.
And he is going to reestablish and modernize our nuclear program. So Ronald Reagan is going to go into negotiations with Putin from a position of strength. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama gave up the game on day one.
Wow.
Okay, Grandpa.
I guess he mixed up Memorial Day and Labor Day.
That was the wrong
week. All right. Okay. Dudes. Ryan Lochte made more sense than that. Top 5 at 5 continues. Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, Richard Roper. Reviews coming up in just a few minutes. Going to be an historic one. Checking in at
number 3.
All right. Metallica is releasing another album. But what do kids think about Metallica? The web series Kids React asked 8 to 12-year-olds what they think about the thrash rockers.
That's great.
Number 3.
This band is like screaming.
I'm guessing this is like the Rolling Stones or something, I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm so confused.
Rock, dude!
Yeah!
So into the music, they're like,
I would totally buy this song.
Oh my gosh.
Won great. Him over, man.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, see, there's, you know, there's always something. Checking in at
number two.
First time, David Bowie's widow, Iman, talked about him publicly. Aww. During Fashion Week. She sat down with Good Morning America.
How are you holding up?
I'm holding up. Today was first day of school. I'm wearing this till my death. Hedi Slimane made it for me.
Oh, and it says...
And it just says David.
It says David.
Yeah, so I've been wearing it since forever. But no, it was just, you know, and then my mom passed away. And so it's been a tough year, but I'm holding up.
You're a survivor.
Not as much as you think.
I was honest.
No, yeah.
Gosh.
All right. And finally.
Number one.
15 years ago on Sunday. We'll remember September 11th, 2001.
It was a glorious morning in New York City, 8:46 a.m. 17 minutes later,
that looks like a second plane.
An attack on the Pentagon and United 93 still unaccounted for. The South Tower collapses, followed 20 minutes later by the North.
This has to be deliberate, folks.
In all, 2,993 people died on that day. 200 leapt to their death, avoiding the inferno burning at 2,000 degrees. 411 first responders who entered the building after the attack were lost. In the days and weeks following, the fire still burned. The gruesome odor of metal and carnage lingered, something that those who experienced it will never forget. A new president came to pay his respects
in prayer for the people
and promise vengeance.
And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Like so many other events in American life, this too has become politicized, often for our own entertainment.
It is impossible for a building to fall the way it fell without explosives being involved.
Blame, denial, and outright fabrication have replaced the horror we all felt as we watched the sapphire skies turn gray that Tuesday morning. This morning, America, put aside your politics. Remember those who were lost and pray for those in harm's way whose sacrifice is dedicated to the hope we never have another morning like it.